Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
On Monday, Israeli President Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the nation. And basically his entire response was, everything that you're seeing now is the fault of the previous government. So we wanted to find out a little bit more about this. Get different opinions, different views. So joining me right now is Nadia Matar Nadia, who is the co-chair of the Women for Israel's Tomorrow, more popularly known as the Woman in Green. Good morning. Boker Tov, Matar. How are you?
Good morning. Our organization now has been changed into the Sovereignty Movement. But yes, we started out as Women for Israel's Tomorrow, Women in Green, saying that we cannot go back to the green line, to the pre-67 borders, that the entire land of Israel belongs to us. And my co-chair is Yudit Katzover. How are you?
I am well, thank you. Tov mod. Matar, can we just talk about what were your thoughts?
No, my first name is Nadia. Nadia. And Matar is my family name.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I will let my producer know. All right. So, Nadia. Which is very convenient. But look, your name could be Elton John, you know what I mean, instead of John Elton. All right, moving on. What was your thought about Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's address to the nation? I mean, were you surprised by the things that he said?
I think he said a very simple thing, that there's nothing more democratic and than elections. And there has been elections on November 1st, where for the first time in a long time, there has been a very clear-cut victory by the overwhelming majority of Israelis who are, most of them, who are right-wing, very national-oriented, Jewish-oriented, and they have told their say. We want a right-wing government. We want a government that promotes sovereignty, that promotes a judicial reform. And the troubles that we've been in that have been made by the previous governments have to be corrected with the full mandate of the overwhelming majority of the Jewish people who voted. And there's nothing more democratic than that. And those who are trying to claim that this is a dictatorship are the ones who for so many years, for 25 years, have been running a dictatorship against the will of the majority of the Jewish people, started by Aaron Barak, the Supreme Court judge at the time, who changed many things without asking anyone, quietly, and overturned here many things, turning Israel into a dictatorship of the Supreme Court. And we need to now find again the even-handedness between the judicial system and the Knesset and etc. And that is what the reform is going to do. With the support of the overwhelming majority of the Jewish people. And that's what Prime Minister Netanyahu basically said.
It's very interesting because as a diaspora Jew, obviously I'm not in touch with the nuances that one would be living in Israel, right? There's a lot of things that are nuanced. But when I look at it, when I heard what he said, when I went and I read some articles afterwards as well, you know, it was very divisive, you know, blaming the previous government. It came across as very, very divisive. And my thought was, well, look what's happening in Israel at the moment with all the protests against the judicial reform. You know, divide and conquer.
It's not against the judicial reform. It's in favor of the Jewish people, in favor of democracy. What is happening now in Israel is that we are trying to correct the dictatorship of the judicial, of the Supreme Court that has been ruling alone without representing the majority of the Jewish people. And now we are trying to fix it. And I think there's nothing more against you saying that his speech was decisive. Let's talk about the actions. The actions is that even though Prime Minister Netanyahu was able and should have, as we think, continued with the judicial reform. He listened to the demonstrators, who are a minority in Israel, and did the most thing that can, the most unifying thing, and agreed to have talks about the reform. That is something that didn't happen when we demonstrated against the Oslo Accords at the time, where they were giving weapons to the mass murderer Yasser Arafat, when they created the Palestinian Terrorist Authority, when they gave away Gush Katif in 2005, and we were 500,000 Jews in the streets, and nobody listened to us. The left did not care about the right-wing demonstrations. So there's nothing more amazing, and some people on the right are even upset about it, with Prime Minister Netanyahu, who decided to, despite the fact that he has a majority, despite the fact that he has all the power to promote a judicial reform without listening to the demonstrators, he did something that most prime ministers didn't do, and he decided to hold talks and to put a hold, and I hope not a stop, but just a halt to the judicial reform in order to listen to the other side. So there's nothing more unifying and nothing more noble than what he did, because the left never did that when they uprooted Jews, when they threw Jews out of their homes, when they destroyed Jewish homes. That they didn't do. So trying to find something bad about what he did, let's try and look at the good things he did with the deeds.
Nadia, before I let you go, and I wish you a Shabbat Shalom, just a question. Is Israel, in its current form, a state for Jews or a Jewish state?
It has always been a Jewish state. It has been created as a Jewish state with the purpose of having a, not a, a state for Jews, because a state for Jews means that one day, God forbid, we might also have a non-Jewish prime minister. The purpose of the Jewish state is to be a Jewish state with a Jewish flavor, not a halachic state, a Jewish state with a national, the national state of the Jewish people. It's called in Hebrew, Bendidat HaLeom Shel HaAm HaYehudi, the nation state of the Jewish people, in which we invite non-Jews to be with us as long as they agree to be under Israeli Jewish sovereignty, as long as they respect the fact that this will stay a Jewish state. There's over 21 Arab states, there's many Christian states, and there's only one Jewish state that together with the with Judea and Samaria, our God-given biblical heartland, is smaller than the state of New Jersey. Let's remember that too. And we will, please God, be sovereign. And that's what our sovereignty movement is promoting, to be sovereign, a Jewish state, a sovereign between the sea and the Jordan River, with no Palestinian state, no terrorist Palestinian state in our midst, because that is our goal, a Jewish state between the Jewish, between the sea and the Jordan River, sovereign and a light unto the nations, and accepting all those who want to live with us in peace. And that is what we're promoting. That is what the right-wing government is meant to do. And that is what, please God, will happen. And don't pay attention too much to the bickering and the infighting here. Within a family, you always have a lot of fighting and bickering. But when we need to, and when we are attacked by outside, we're always one fist together. There was a lot of bickering before the Six-Day War, but then God, then came the war, and we were one, and we won, and we will continue, please God, with the help of God, to be strong, to be a strong nation, a Jewish state, with compassion and a light unto the nations. That's our purpose.
Nadia Matar, thank you very, very much. I wish you Shabbat Shalom. That's Nadia Matar, co-chair of the Sovereignty Movement.